At its core, marketing is the process of attracting potential customers and clients to a specific product or service. Marketing at its best unearths consumer insights to creatively reach and engage a target audience with the brand's benefits to drive sustainable growth. Hi, I'm Erica Farber, President and CEO of the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Each year, the REB business development team, led by Tammy Greenberg, attends the ANA Masters of Marketing Conference, a four-day conference that brings together brand managers from large and small companies, allowing them to tap into best practices, case studies, and insights, while also learning about the latest consumer trends from leading marketing and advertising executives. The conference showcases creative thinking and strategies from some of the world's top CMOs and leading brands on what they have implemented to meet customer needs, drive growth, and inspire change. At the conference, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with many attendees about their marketing goals, the issues they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In this podcast, episode number 14, which is the last of this series, we hear the conversation I had with Soyoung Kang, Chief Marketing Officer, EOS Products.
Okay, so right now I'm going to tell you, you have been the highlight of the ANA for me. I will tell you, your presentation this morning was fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much.
So not only as a woman, but just the freedom and talk about pushing boundaries. So share a little bit about your vision and what you're doing. And I think I have a major girl crush on you right now.
That is very kind. And I will say that as soon as I stepped off of that stage, most of the folks who came up to me were women. And they're all saying, as a woman, it was so refreshing to see normalization of this type of grooming content.
Yes.
And that so resonates with me. And that's completely where the genesis of the work came from, is that, look, a lot of the things that we're talking about here, grooming your private parts, these are grooming topics. They are not sexualized topics.
No.
And so by normalizing things that to make them as regular as shaving your face.
Right.
That is so something that we are incredibly proud of at EOS.
Well, the thing that's so, I think you should also be incredibly proud, is that obviously you have a team that you've allowed them to really think out of the box, if you will.
Yeah.
Not in traditional terms, but in real terms.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have a phenomenal team, I have to say, and a huge amount of the credit for all of this incredible work, as well as the ensuing business growth, goes to them for being brave and for constantly pushing me and the rest of the leadership team to get a little bit further, a little bit braver, a little bit more forward in our thinking about the brand as well. And I think that that really just goes to show that talent is the number one asset for any company, any brand, because with the right talent in place, they can make all of these other things happen.
You know, we hear a lot about talent, and everybody's looking for good talent. You know, what's your secret?
Well, I have to say that we have had a really great record of attracting great talent because of the work that we're doing. It's become this sort of virtuous cycle.
Right.
So the more we do interesting work, the more we do things that people want to be a part of, the more we have been blessed with more than our fair share of incredibly talented candidates, as well as being able to retain the incredible team members that we already have.
What a great lesson.
Yeah.
That we should all be thinking about as far as, you know. So the topic here is growth. You've had incredible growth, and, you know, you've broken the ceiling. And, you know, how do you challenge everyone else, you know, to think out of the box like that? And when you think about top management, sometimes they're going to put the stops on some things. And
yet
you've been allowed to sort of, and your actions have absolutely paid off.
Yeah, well, it definitely isn't the journey of a day. It's the journey of years. And I think that that's really important for any marketer to understand, is that influence takes time. And not everyone is going to start out in the same place in the journey. You may come in wanting to do incredibly uncomfortable work, but it really does take trust and it takes influence over time to be able to bring not only your leadership team, but even your own team along the journey with you. For us, you know, I've been CMO at EOS for 4.5 years, and that it's been a journey. It's been a journey of 4.5 years to be able to get to where we are today. We are a very different brand today than we were when I first joined.
Right.
And it's just taken day in, day out, you know, feeding of the outside content, bringing the outside in, sharing what we're hearing from consumers, sharing what the competition is doing, and doing some measured and controlled experiments on platforms that we may not have originally been active on for us to be able to evolve over time.
Such a great lesson. You know, obviously we're here representing audio and radio. But you used social media in such a strong way to actually learn about your audience. And talk a little bit about that, because so many times we're pushing out versus really paying attention to what our audiences are doing. But I think there's a great lesson here.
I agree. And I think that recognizing that every platform is different, so there's no one platform in our toolkit that does it all, right? For me, the reason why social media is a great place to learn from is that people are having conversations every single day in social media. You will hear things, the unvarnished truth, in a way in social media that you just don't get from a survey or a product review or, you know, any other sort of like sanitized and packaged insights report. So I think it's really important as marketers to be constantly yourself going through social media so that you are very familiar with what the conversation is and that you're a part of the community versus sort of like bombing in and pushing ads out at the community. You know, conversely, in terms of audio, I really think that one of the most wonderful things about audio is the ability to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, you know, recognizing that every different platform has its own strength, and then figuring out where and when do you need those strengths within your marketing toolkit is really the key.
Well, and I could not help but think about this when you were doing your presentation, because so much of the discussion and sort of the breadth of this campaign, you don't really need to see what people are doing.
Mm.
They're talking about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're creating in your mind what's really happening.
That's actually true. And actually, with the last campaign that I highlighted that we ran earlier this summer was one where we literally called it our ASMR content, because there's so much of it that's very sensorial. There's this, you know, there's this sort of evocative music that is meant to kind of transport you into your own head.
Right.
There's a voiceover that it's meant to be sort of like your own stream of consciousness, like your brain talking to you as you're getting ready and as you're shaving, and getting ready for some event. And then there's literally, if you listen very carefully, there's the sound of that razor pulling against stubborn hair and that sort of like that you get when you're shaving. And so that's actually, those are all very deliberate, you know, audio strategies that we took. And so you're absolutely right. It could have played in an audio only environment.
Absolutely. And I should just say, for people that didn't have the pleasure of hearing you this morning, that it wasn't necessarily just a traditional shaving, if you will, that there are lots of unique body parts we don't normally talk about from a grooming standpoint. And yet, in this room of several thousand people, everybody was 100% focused on the mission.
Well, that was the mission, to normalize, right? Because whether it's women shaving their faces, which they do,
right,
but maybe they don't talk about and brands don't talk about it, or shaving their private parts, which they do. And again, brands don't talk about it. We just want to be out there and known to be the brand that's there for you wherever you want to groom, however you want to groom.
Yeah. And another great lesson, you know, so many times it's harder to connect with a younger demographic, and you have done it so effectively.
Yeah.
So lots of lessons learned this morning.
Thank you.
So, thinking about the future, what are you most excited about in regard to a new trend or a potential change on the horizon?
In terms of marketing?
Yes.
So I do think that, you know, like many people, we're interested in things like, what does the metaverse mean for us? And I don't mean that to say, like, I am going to jump in headfirst into the metaverse. But because we are interested in understanding how young people are engaging in these platforms, we are intrigued by how could we best as a brand activate in a way that is authentic, mm-hmm. in a way that is fruitful, because like I said earlier, we need to drive outsized ROI in all of our marketing investments, and in a way that can be done with, you know, while keeping all of our other balls in the air, which, you know, we have a lot of things that we're juggling at all times. So that is one area that I'm interested in. There are a few other areas that I'm interested in as well. But, you know, one of the themes in my talk was all about carving out opportunities and budget to test and learn.
Right.
And so any one of these new things that are, frankly, new to us versus new to the world, I'm interested in figuring out how do we prioritize them and then how do we inject them into our testing agenda so that we can always be on this continuous learning, continuous evolution journey.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you talk about budget. Not everyone has multi-million dollar budgets. And you showed so effectively that by having a much smaller budget, how you were able to stretch that and really make a difference with it.
Yeah, that was actually something that I'm incredibly proud of, not only on behalf of our brand, but so honored that the ANA invited me to speak in this like very prime slot.
Right.
Representing a smaller to medium-sized company. Mm-hmm. Because I have nothing but enormous respect for all of these incredible, like, very large brands
sure.
with very large budgets that are right. represented at this conference. I also think that the reality is that more members of the ANA are actually small to medium-sized brands than are members who are of the sort of, like, large, massive scale. Right. And so finding ways to provide lessons and learnings for those brands is critically important for the ANA. And I think for me, that was something that I really wanted to make sure came through in this presentation, that it's not about the size of your budget.
Right.
It's about the size of your imagination.
Yes.
It's about the size of your appetite for learning. It's about the size of your hunger to drive the business. Those are that's the scale that matters more than anything else.
There was certainly so much to learn from Soyeon, but if there's one thing you walk away from with this conversation, it is to always be brave, push a little bit further with everything you do, and with the right talent on the team, anything can happen.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com, or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.